Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're doing something a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, we're diving into a book review, actually.
Interesting. I didn't think we did book reviews on this show. What's the book?
Well, it's for this book called Her Name is Dahlia.
And what's so special about this review?
The way the reviewer talks about the main character, Dahlia, and the Dahlia flower.
Ah, I see where this is going. Symbolism and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It got me thinking, and I figured it would be fun to kind of unpack it all with you.
Sounds good to me. I'm always up for a good symbolic deep dive. So what's got you hooked?
Well, the review keeps mentioning Dahlia's beauty, and I'm curious what the reviewer is really trying to say.
Yeah, beauty can be a pretty loaded word. It can be superficial, sure, but it can also hint at something deeper, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's got me intrigued.
Well, let's see what the reviewer says about Dahlia. If you look closely at the language, they talk about her gentle resilience, her radiant grace, and her integrity and kindness.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Those qualities aren't just about looks. They're about, like you said, something deeper.
Right. They speak to her character, her inner beauty. It's not just a surface level observation.
And I think that's where the connection to the Dahlia flower comes in, right?
Absolutely. The review even says something like, Dahlia's character is revealed gradually, like the layers of a dahlia's petals, each layer more stunning than the last.
That's the line. It's like, each layer reveals something new and beautiful about her.
Precisely. And it makes you wonder, what kind of experiences shaped her into this multi-layered person? What made her so, well, resilient?
Oh, yeah. The review mentions her resilience a lot. What do you make of that?
Well, we often think of resilience as, you know, toughness, that kind of unyielding strength.
The whole pick yourself up by your bootstraps kind of.
Exactly. But here it's described as gentle and even linked to kindness. It suggests a different kind of strength, one that comes from within.
So maybe she faced some serious challenges, but she overcame them with, I don't know, grace and compassion rather than just grit.
That's a great way to put it. It's a much more nuanced picture of resilience. And honestly, it makes her even more compelling.
I agree. And speaking of compelling, the reviewer says that this book, Her Name is Dahlia, is more than just a story. How do they make that leap? I mean, she is fictional, right?
Good question. The key here is in the words the reviewer uses. Emblem transcends time. These words suggest that Dahlia represents something bigger than herself.
It's like she embodies certain qualities, beauty, resilience, kindness, that we all admire. They kind of go beyond just a single person's story.
You got it. She becomes a symbol, almost an archetype of those qualities.
Wow. It makes you feel like even though she's fictional, you could still learn something from her, you know?
Well, that's often the power of well-written characters, right? They can inspire us, teach us, even if they don't exist in the real world.
Totally. I mean, I almost feel like I want to meet her. It's like the reviewer was able to, like, capture her essence in this review.
Yeah, and they do that by using really vivid language, especially that flower analogy again. Remember the line about her presence lingers like the scent of a dahlia on a summer breeze?
So evocative.
Right. It just pulls you in and makes you feel like you're almost there with her.
Okay. So we've talked a lot about this review, about Dahlia, about flowers. What's the takeaway for our listeners?
Well, I think the big thing is that this review isn't just praising a book. It's prompting us to think about what true beauty really is, how inner strength can manifest, and how even fictional characters can embody timeless qualities.
Absolutely. It's definitely sparked my interest in reading the book, that's for sure.
I think you'll enjoy it. And as you read it, maybe consider this. What qualities do you personally associate with certain flowers?
Interesting.
Because those associations can actually shape how we see other people, even the world around us. It's a fun little thought experiment to try out.
That's a great point. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.